Russia magazine Bible reading. Earlier this year, excuse me, I read about a man called George Washington Carver, born in 1861 and died in 1943. He was an American agricultural chemist. He looked to God. God created the peanut, so I asked him, "What are peanuts good for?" He fell asleep. If you always watched Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Peanuts, what he found is that peanuts are good for the heart and blood circulation, lowering the risk of people with diabetes. They provide vitamins C and E, which are vital for growth and development. They are a good source of energy. They inhibit tumor growth, which reduces the risk of allergies. And they are a good source of biotin, containing vitamin B, which helps reduce conditions like Alzheimer's disease. So, in essence, peanuts are good for the whole body. They're good for the mind, the brain. They're good for growth, strength, and they are good for the mind, the spirit, what you're thinking. Now, God created mankind in his own image. God saw that all he had made was good, and it was very good. In the same way, God built this church. Not just this church, but that one down the road, and that one in Southampton, all those in Southampton, all those churches in this country. God built the whole church. But what is this church good for? Now, one cue. Part of the body of Christ. One body with many parts. Even so, the body is made up of one part of many, but in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. So each one of us has an individual gift or an individual skill, and working together helps the body. They were all one part, if they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. We don't have Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 12, 13, if you have the Bible there. Active members are the muscle behind the church, each member having a different role to play, making up different parts of the body, different skills, different talents, whatever. And the faith, what's going on in your mind, in your heart, the faith of each believer is based on the teaching of God's Word, the Holy Bible, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And it is the muscle behind God's Word and purpose. And regular attendance, going every day, every week, is essential for righteous living. And the faith of each believer is the extension of God's will and purpose. The teaching of God's words and the extension of God's consciousness. In essence, going back to the body, the church is good for the body of Christ, Jesus being the head. Church is for the good whole body of Christ, the whole muscle of Christ, the mind of Christ. Every one of us has a brain, all thinking towards God's purpose. The whole mind of Christ and the whole spirit of Christ. Using our minds, our spirits, God working through us. So, God created you, each and every one of you. How do you use your body in tandem with God's will? How do you use your mind in tandem with God's will? What can you do to help this church grow? Not this church, but the whole church. What do you fill your mind with that is in line with God's spirit? The Lord God calls Samuel. Here I am, 1 Samuel 3.
It's a huge read. This is one first book of Samuel, chapter 3. Remember, we've been talking about Samuel this morning.
Which one do you want? Sorry, Paul.
Do two, they can all hear me. There we go. Yes, so I'm reading from 1 Samuel chapter 3. Remember, we heard about Samuel this morning. Michael prepared this, last year, I think. Anyway, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare, and there were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am," and he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called." Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up, went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call you. Go back and lie down." We're almost hearing him saying, "Please go to sleep." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
Here I am. As part of the body of Christ, what is God calling you to do? What are the skills and talents that God has blessed you with that you can use for the church? How do you use your God-given gifts? How do you use yourself for God, for the church? Your mind, your body. But your mind, your body, all towards the church, the church's growth. Do you honour the body, your body, by the way you live? What skills or talents has God blessed you with? Do you give the best of everything you have? Or do you think, "Oh, I'll do that later"? How do you use your God-given gifts? What can you do to offer this church? Or what do you do? What can you offer this church? What can you offer this town and country? What can you offer the world?